Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking Oscar nominations. They were announced at 8:30 Eastern Time this morning. Oppenheimer was nominated for 13 categories. Poor Things follows that with 11. Other movies that got a lot of nominations include Barbie, Anatomy of a Fall, Maestro. So this was such a strong year for movies. I'm going to start just with the biggest one and talking about the Best Picture nominees. I think all of the films within this category should be seen out of the 8 out of the 10 that I have seen so far. American Fiction and The Zone of Interest being the two that I haven't seen. So apart from those two, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, woohoo, and Poor Things were also nominated here. My favorite movie of the year was Past Lives. I think The Holdovers would be my pick here, but what is probably going to win is Oppenheimer. The fact that it's nominated in 13 categories, the fact that it has been winning at other award shows, it is looking that way unless something changes over the last month and for some reason it loses steam, but it looks like that is Oppenheimer's to lose. Best Actor. Bradley Cooper in Maestro, Colman Domingo in Rustin, which I haven't seen yet, hoping to correct that soon. Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy in Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright in American Fiction. Paul Giamatti is just so, so good in The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy and Bradley Cooper are also magnificent. A lot has been talked about of what Bradley Cooper just had to go through in order to make his movie. A lot of people are not happy with the film overall. The fact that it focuses on Leonard Bernstein and his relationship with his wife, as opposed to more of just kind of the straight biopic where you are learning more about Leonard Bernstein, the composer. And I get that. But yeah, you can't deny that it is an incredible piece of filmmaking. It is so, so well acted. And yeah, just Bradley Cooper having to direct and act in it. Yeah, you could argue that, yes, it is very Oscar baity. But when it's so, so good, I don't really mind it. So I'm looking forward to reading the screenplay and then checking that one out a second time before the Oscars, just because it is so, it's one of those movies where people either love it or they hate it. So I fall kind of in the, I liked it a lot. Is it the best movie I've seen this year? Absolutely not. But for as a piece of filmmaking, it was very, very impressive to me. But yeah, if overall that category, I think Cillian Murphy might win again for Oppenheimer. I haven't heard too much on where that's going. I really just love Paul Giamatti and his performance in The Holdovers. I still think that's the best movie of the year for me so far. Best Actress, we have Annette Bening in Naiad, Lily Gladstone in Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller in Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan in Maestro, and Emma Stone in Poor Things. This is a two-horse race. Is Lily Gladstone going to win it like she won the Golden Globe, or is it going to go to Emma Stone, which I believe this would be her second Oscar win after La La Land, maybe third. Could be third. I'm not positive. But yeah, Emma Stone's just like how she had to act like an infant and then act like and just go through the stages of like basically growing up and your brain developing within a film was fascinating. And it was just incredible what she was able to do there. Lily Gladstone, even though her performance is, I would say, like pretty quiet, pretty measured. Just the like, I don't know, her performance really stuck out this year as well. But Sandra Hüller, Carey Mulligan, I haven't seen Naiad yet, so I can't speak to Annette Bening's performance, but yeah, all very, very good performances. Best Supporting Actor now, we have Sterling K. Brown in American Fiction, Robert De Niro in Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. in Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling did get nominated, which was one of the surprises for Barbie, and then Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things. Mark Ruffalo gives a very, very brave performance in Poor Things. Very, very unlike anything else that I've seen him in. I thought Ryan Gosling was hilarious in Barbie. Robert De Niro was fantastic in Killers of the Flower Moon. But this is going to go to Robert Downey Jr. Pretty much everything points that way. That one is pretty much a lock. Best Supporting Actress, you have Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple, Mariga Ferreira in Barbie, Jodie Foster in Naiad, and Divine Joy Randolph in The Holdovers. Haven't heard too much about where this one is headed. I would assume it's between Foster and Randolph. I have not seen Naiad, but I know Randolph is amazing in The Holdovers. America Ferrera just really has, like, she has some important scenes in Barbie. One scene in particular is kind of like the scene of Barbie. So that could be why she's nominated here. Emily Blunt in Oppenheimer, I guess she does a fantastic job. People always point to Nolan movies not having strong female characters. And Oppenheimer is not really different in that regard, but Emily Blunt does have some very, very important moments. And I have not seen The Color Purple, but I will be watching that at some time or sometime pretty soon here. Best Director. This one is kind of big, especially when it comes to, I'll talk about it in a minute. But anyway, Jonathan Glazer in The Zone of Interest, Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things, Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon, and Justin Triet, Anatomy of a Fall. So, again, haven't seen The Zone of Interest. I've seen the other four. This one is a big one because Bradley Cooper, while nominated, his film is nominated for Best Picture. He's nominated for Best Actor, and it's nominated for a few other things as well. He is not nominated here for Best Director, which I don't know. You'd have to ask. Someone would have to ask him. I don't know if he would prefer to have been nominated for Best Director over Best Actor. He falls out of this category, which is big. But again, it was kind of like, was Maestro even going to be nominated for Best Picture? A lot of people were talking about that. So I'm sure he's pretty happy with where the nominations ended up falling. So let's see. Ooh, director. You can't go wrong with the three that I've seen, or the four that I've seen, like all of them. I don't know Justine Triet. I hope I didn't say Justin. I meant Justine Triet. I don't know. I don't know where I would go here. There's a very good chance Nolan gets it. I don't think he's won for Best Director yet. I feel like he's been nominated for something in the past. Maybe not. Yorgos Lanthimos, so good. And Martin Scorsese, obviously, very, very well accomplished. I don't really need to say any more. That's really all the big categories. I could go into all of them. The creator ended up getting a couple of nominations. For soundtrack, Indiana Jones ended up getting one. Let's see what else stuck out to me. That was kind of, I don't know. I still have a lot of work to do when it comes to the documentary category and the international category as usual. Those are films that I just have to try and either find on demand or hope that a theater is playing them. It was a very, very, very strong year for film. Yes, there was a lot that was pretty weak. But overall, there were 10 to 20 movies, which I will probably watch again. So I'm looking forward to the Oscars. It's sometime at the beginning of March. So I have a little over a month to watch most of these things. Like I said, if you are looking to check out these movies, the biggest ones that I've talked about it on the podcast before, the three for the year for me would be The Holdovers, Past Lives, and Oppenheimer. That's in no particular order, but those were my three favorite films of the year, and they're all nominated for Best Picture. Usually that does not happen. It's very surprising that Past Lives was put in there, but I'm very happy to see it there. If you're going to look at the Best Picture nominees and be like, oh, which one should I watch, those would be the three that I would lean towards. But again, you can't go wrong with any of them. So I think that's going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will not be having a new episode this Saturday, but I will be back the first Saturday in February. And from there on out, it is a go. There will be a new episode every Saturday. Not sure what is coming so far in terms of February episodes outside of, I know that first episode coming back in February, I will be talking about Sundance, the films that I was able to check out, hoping, fingers crossed, that some of them are pretty good, and that'll have quite a bit to talk about. So thank you for tuning into today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will be back in about a week and a half to talk all about the Sundance Film Festival.